Hi, this is Jay Evans from the USDA ARS Bee Research Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland. Today I'm going to talk about an essay for bee culture titled Found in Translation, Diverse Bouquets. I recently wrote about new work showing how honeybees recruit nestmates to different flower patches. This highlighted the work on the bee dance language from the group of Professor Margaret Couvillon at Virginia Tech University. So it seems like a good time to explore the payback from those searches. Bees can survive on a pretty monotonous diet. Some bee species, in fact, have eaten pollen and nectar from a single plant species for millennia. For these so-called oligolects, the entire floral world is irrelevant, save for one species whose location and timing must be obeyed. This is a hard life, and such species are rare, if sometimes beautiful. One endearing trait of honeybees is that they can harness resources from thousands of plant species and remain healthy. Not all pollens and nectars are equally beneficial, of course, and bees and beekeepers work to connect foragers with the best flowers available. There is also solid evidence that having a blend of floral resources coming home is important, and three recent studies highlight just how important pollen diversity can be. We can start in very early spring. The first truly fresh forage many bees see in abundance comes from almond flowers. Chris Mayak and Arathi Sastrati at the USDA ARS Invasive Species and Pollinator Health Research Unit in Davis, California, along with colleagues including Elena Nino-Lastro at UC Davis, just published an overview of the health benefits of almond flowers on honeybees. This is a paper titled Impacts of Almond Pollination Service and Inter-Row Cover Cropping on Honeybee Colony Strength and Performance. It's in the journal Science of the Total Environment. It's been known for some time that almonds provide a good, complete food for bees. And that's a fortunate thing given the interdependence of the almond and honeybee industries. This study documents across 4 years the growth experienced by honeybee colonies when pollinating almonds. In 2 months, during which honeybees were positioned near almonds, their colonies grew by about 30% across 4 different years. It was a significant increase in 3 of those years. Colonies also increased in brood area and pollen stores over each almond pollination season, while decreasing a bit in honey stores. Colony growth was significantly higher when bees were placed in almond orchards with flowering plants growing in the gaps between rows of trees. Specifically, a quote, mustard mix, end quote, cover crop between almond rows led to a 32% increase in worker bee populations in 1 year and a slight but non-significant increase in a 2nd year as bees left almonds. This increase in worker bee numbers was compounded over the year, such that in both years, frames of bees were significantly higher if colonies had enjoyed a mustard mix of flowers months before. Joanne Wisdom and colleagues followed this floral diversity theme, reviewing decades of work showing how deeply the planting of clovers and other exotic legumes can improve honeybee health. This is a paper also in the last month, early in 2025, called Can Strategic Integration of Cultivated Pasture Legumes into Temperate Agricultural Systems Provide Stability to Honeybee Populations and Associated Industries. It's a journal called Plants, People, and Planet. This study was focused on grasslands in Australia, but many of the recommended plants, and indeed many of the reviewed studies, reside in North America. They carefully describe environmental preferences, flowering times, and bee collecting to demonstrate which species are best to plant and when. The upshot is that carefully planned plantings can indeed build honeybee populations, especially relevant for degraded environments or as a way to decrease the impacts of climate stress. Julia Mainardi and colleagues in several European countries modeled the effects of flower type, climate, and landscape use on bee health. It's a paper entitled Floral Diversity Enhances Winter Survival of Honeybee Colonies Across Climatic Regions. And that's in the Journal of Applied Ecology. They specifically assessed honeybee pollen stores for levels of over 400 pollen types across divergent habitats. they were able to show places with high levels of plant diversity and tease apart how this diversity, on top of many other differences across sites and regions, impacted bee health. In their data, diversity of spring and fall pollen was ample in agricultural areas, and this was not because crops were highly diverse, but because a wider range of natural plants occurred between the crops in most areas. This diverse pollen was predicted to cause a tripling in overwinter survivorship, a remarkable benefit. The study is unique in suggesting both the specific timing of diverse pollens that gave this benefit, that is, spring and fall, but not summer, and showing it was true across several distinct ecosystems. It will be interesting to tease apart what it is about diverse collected pollen that sets bees up for a more secure winter. In the meantime, hopefully your bees are able to harness a range of plants this year, especially as summer turns to fall. Thank you for listening. Good luck with your bees.